Welcome to The V Word. 2015 has been the year called the new wave of sexual assault reform. It was all about affirmative consent and due process. This was the year of Carry Her Weight, the year that the Columbia University student Emma Sulkovich used her art project to exemplify what sexual assault did to her and created a wave of protest across the nation. 2015 was the year that Title IX became a focus of conversation with the hashtag KnowYourNine, creating changes in sexual assault protocol at colleges across the nation. Here in Virginia, the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance, students from UVA and delegates worked together to draft new legislation to help protect students on college campuses all across Virginia. And in California, yes means yes. The legal definition of consent became the tagline of 2015, and New York followed California this year, doing the same. And colleges everywhere have adopted yes means yes as their standards for consent. What has been called rape trials became a focus of conversation as well, hitting headline news at colleges from UVA in Virginia to St. Paul's in New Hampshire. 2015 was also the year of talking about safe spaces and microaggressions. While it's been called the language of student outrage, it's really the language of outrage from our citizens who are marginalized in our society still. And of course, backlash happened. Media, protesters, men's rights activists complaining that students were spending more time whining than learning, that rape accusations were going too far, and who was going to be able to have sex anymore. I disagree. I've been waiting decades for conversations like this to be out there in the open, for people to be discussing them on such a national scale, talking about why microaggressions hurt, why microaggressions are another means to keep racism and sexism and homophobia alive, why consent matters, and why consent should be a part of sexual activity. I'm excited that 2015 was the year these conversations came out, and I look forward to the progress that 2016 promises. So to yous out there listening to The V Word, please join me in keeping conversations like KnowYourNine alive, conversations like Yes Means Yes alive, talking about affirmative consent and due process, calling out microaggression, and making all of our spaces safe for everyone. Help us tear down the constraints in our society that continue to keep us separate from each other, the microaggressions that are indicators of hidden racism and sexism, homophobia. Help us give platforms to groups still marginalized by hate and fear. Need help? If you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know, you can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V Word Radio Show. This show is produced by Carol Olson, Jennifer Gallian.